Refugee advocates took to the streets this weekend to ask the government to close the offshore detention centres on Manus Island and Nauru. But is the Australian government listening? Ollie Henderson spoke with a Rohingya refugee about his experience with the Australian immigration system.
Free, free refugee!
Free, free refugee!
Free, free refugee!
Free, free refugee!
Thousands of people gathered over the weekend in major cities and regional hubs to demand the Australian government close Manus and Nauru detention centres. The rally was organised by refugee advocates and religious leaders from multiple faiths as the protest fell on Palm Sunday, a symbolic day of peace for Christians. I was at the Sydney rally in Belmore Park and met one of the speakers, a Rohingya refugee who arrived in Australia by boat in 2009.
Yeah, my full name is Habibur Rahman, but well known as a Habib.
Although the Rohingya crisis has only recently dominated the headlines, Habib says the struggles have been going on for decades.
The ongoing situation given in Burma is like the worst kind of humanitarian crisis ever. Our people has been facing genocide, ethnic cleansing and war crime in there. And more than 90% of people has been fled into Bangladesh. And this crisis had been going on since 1978.
For many Rohingya refugees, the struggle doesn't finish when they arrive safely in another country. Habib explains the purgatory experienced in waiting for permanent protection visas in Australia.
In Australia, we have also Rohingya people detained in Nauru and Manus, and also the people, those came since 2009, we have around 2,000 people came by boat. I mean, Rohingya people, they came by boat, and then they are stateless population, and they're facing genocide and the victim of ethnic cleansing as well. And even they've been in Australia for more than four or five years, they have not given permanent protection visa. They all of them been given only bridging visa, and then their cases has not been determined, and they have not been given recognition.
This was also the story of Habib after he arrived in Australia by boat.
I came in at the end of 2009. I came by boat from Malaysia, where I spent 8-9 years, and I came to here. And also same thing, that I was end up in detention for nearly 32 months. And even I got released from here, that was still my visa also still pending. So all of us has been facing similar situation in Australia.
Habib was invited to represent the Rohingya people by speaking in the European Parliament. This would have been the first time that the Rohingya people have been able to address such an influential body. But Habib was unable to leave the country, as he was still on a bridging visa, despite being acknowledged as a refugee 3 months after arrival.
So it was really frustrating, and even I've been in Australia for 8-9 years and still punishment because of I came by boat, so really it's upsetting. They just keep dragging on from since I arrived in 2009, and even I've been found to be refugees after arrival from 3 months. So then come up with security clearance, some come up with character requirement, come up with health check, so there is one after one and dragging on. And even I don't have any information that where has been the process reached to now.
Habib still worries about his family.
I have no news about my family. I mean, my mom and my sister for more than 1 year. And after that, I heard that they are in Sitwe IDP camp. And after 1.5 years, they escaped from there. And then get to central Burma. And then the mom and the other sister, they've been arrested. And they've been detained and spent more than 1 year. And they've been sent back to Arkan again there. So they come back again there. So this is like really very complex story.
I spoke with Dr. Sangeetha Pillai, Senior Research Associate at the Caldor Centre for Refugee Law at the University of New South Wales. She explained to me that an asylum seeker's life in Australia is greatly affected by the method of transport into the country.
Under international law, a person is a refugee if they have a well-founded fear of persecution in their home country. They're entitled to seek protection in another country however they arrive there. That's the position under international law. Under Australian domestic law, the only way that you can make a valid application for refugee status in general is to apply while you're outside Australia or arrive in Australia on a valid visa, like a student visa or a tourist visa, and then make a claim for protection while you're here.
Dr. Sangeetha Pillai, Senior Research Associate of the Caldor Centre for Refugee Law, ending that report by Ollie Henderson.